would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Oh, when pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came, made me whole, I would not be denied. No, I would not. Oh, sing it to him. Oh, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and it stuck with a courage bold. I stood upon his word. Sing it, church. Oh, till Jesus came and made me whole, would not be denied. Now, old Satan said our Lord was gone, and he would not hear our prayer. Praise the Lord. Somebody say glory. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Did you enjoy church here last night? Amen. Brother David blessed our hearts, didn't he? You know what? It wasn't nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. We're so glad to be back in the house of the Lord today. Glad you're here. Trust you've come to receive from the Lord today. He's here to give you whatever you have need of. Do you believe that with all your heart? We put our licks of fire together, and Jesus Christ, if we'll make him welcome in this service, we're going to have a great time here today. Turn around, shake somebody's hand. You may get tired before you find somebody, but shake their hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a little bit more of that, if you will. Please. Thank you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask you just to remain standing. We've got just a very few prayer requests this morning. I want to pray for an unspoken prayer request for Brother Randy Walton. The Lord knows all about that need. We're just committed unto the Lord. I want to pray for Sister Shirley Lunsford. She has been having severe back pain and much need of prayer. So let's pray for her today. The Lord will be mindful of her. Also want to pray for Brother Homer Longoria. He's not feeling well this morning. Also pray for Laura Gadman. That's Brother David's wife. She's not feeling well this morning. So we certainly want to remember those requests. All the folks that will be traveling probably back home today that's here and there. Most of them in South Carolina. Let's just pray for traveling mercy for them. The sick folks in our assembly, we want to remember them in prayer that the Lord would be mindful of them. We're just serving a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what, church? If He never blesses a one of us again in our life, we'll never catch up praising Him for what He's already done for us. We're so far behind in thanking Him for what He's already done. But you know what? His blessings are just going to keep on coming. Because He loves to bless His children. Are you glad to be a child of the King this morning? Amen. You have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. And we've got a very special guest with us in the service today. Brother Dwayne Thomas, a minister in Brother Burley Williams Assembly in South Carolina. And he and his wife, they're here celebrating their 22nd wedding anniversary. They're back here. Sister Carrie, he wanted to wish you a very, very happy wedding anniversary. Give those folks a nice hand this morning, if you would. Amen. Brother Dwayne is going to come lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. Brother Dwayne, if you'd come at this time. So glad to have our brother with us this morning. And he's going to give us a song this morning. I can't hardly wait. Can you? Praise the Lord. Certainly glad to have our brother with us. Amen. God bless you, my buddy. Appreciate you and the Lord. Bless our brother Dwayne. Amen.
God bless you, saints. I got in on the end of the service last night. It was wonderful. I just appreciate the Lord for being here. Used to come here a lot. I was about half my size, so nobody knew who I am no more. Amen. Just more to love. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for your wonderful blessings, Lord. Such a precious hour we're living in, Lord. I remember being here 25 years ago, Lord, and we talked about prophecies and things that would come to pass, Lord. And Lord, now we see those things coming to pass, Lord God. And Lord, you're more real to us now than you were then, Lord. Lord God, if we know if we need a meal on our table, Lord God, all we got to do is ask you, Lord God, our precious Father, Lord God. And Lord, you give us all good gifts and all things, Lord God, that we have need of, Lord. But Lord, we want more of you this morning, Lord God. We desire more of you in our hearts, in our homes, and in our families, Lord God. And you said that the word of God would come back to the devil any place, any time, any circumstance, Lord. Lord God, I know I need a little bit better attitude sometime, Lord God. And need a better walk with you, Lord God, and more consecrated, Lord God, that this world don't sweep us away, Lord God. But Lord God, we come this morning, Lord God, to lift up these requests to you, Lord God. Lord, that we don't leave the same way we came in, Lord God. Lord, we just ask that you bless these requests, Lord, and I don't remember every one of them, Lord God, but you know them all, Lord. We pray that you bless the services, the songs of Zion this morning. All those that are traveling back from South Carolina, bless our going back to South Carolina, Lord God. Lord God, the snow is falling, Lord, but we know you're a provider. You'll keep us safe, Lord God. You'll keep them safe coming up, Lord God, and going in and coming out, Lord God. We just love you this morning. We just pray that the saints, Lord God, feel free, Lord God. We bind up the devil, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, any thought, Lord God. We leave Walmart and all these things where they at, Lord God. For we come in to worship our King, Lord. We just thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us in the service, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you. Glad to have you here.
All those that would be streaming this service today, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Now, the church has got a new singing CD, specials and congregational singing. They have those available for you over in the library if you'd like to pick one of those up. Also, Brother Lenuel has a DVD that was recorded live in South Africa when he was over there. That's available for you over in the library if you'd like to pick one of those up. So a lot of good music to listen to. Let's sing this morning. You know, Brother Brandon made this statement. He said, we're not on a picnic, but we're on a battleground. And Satan's going to do everything he can to you today to make you not get anything out of this service. But what our motive and what our goal, we're going to push past all the clutter. All the clutter. We're going to have a time in the Lord here today. You may never get this opportunity to be in the house of God again. Why don't you make the best of it that you possibly can? Do you love Him with all your heart? Give Him one more hand clap of praise this morning. We're on the battlefield for our Lord. Amen. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised Him that I'm going to serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised Him that I'm going to serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. I took the Master's hand and I joined this Christian band. Now I'm on the battlefield. Oh, we're winning too, church. Well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised Him that I'm going to serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I left my friends in Kindred, bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand, and distant lands I trod, cried, sinner, come to God. And I'm on the battlefield. I want you to sing it like you believe it. Well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised Him that I'm going to serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised Him that I'm going to serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing just a little bit, of course, maybe that song. And Sister, Brother and Sister Vaughn, they'll come on the platform and be getting ready to sing for us this morning. And then we're going to, Jack Roberts and Betty Roberts and Louis Blevins is going to sing a song for you this morning. They're going to try. And then Brother Dwayne's going to sing for us this morning. But as Brother and Sister Vaughn come onto the platform, let's sing just a little bit of this course. I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. How about you? Are you enjoying the trip? A lot of potholes. A lot of problems. But it's the greatest journey I've ever been on in my life. And the benefits are absolutely out of this world. Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him this morning. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow.
Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still look, take nothing for my journey now. One more time. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to. Good still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. One more time. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
Amen. Give our singers a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you this morning. You can be seated.
Christ be known. Amen. Now, Sister Betty Roberts, the Lord let her write this song probably 40 years ago. And it's... you all know she's older than 40. I mean, you know that. But this, I wish we'd have had this song ready for last night. It was such a complimentary to what Brother David brought us. You know, Brother Random preached one time a message, probably more than once maybe, but he preached the message, "Just Once More, Lord. Just Once More." Samson there grinding in the place, the arena, all the people laughing at him and making fun of him. His eyes were out, his strength was gone, but he began to pray, Brother Terry, "Lord, just once more. Just once more." You know, Brother David brought us the message last night. How many of you just... could you just go back one more time and get that renewed feeling that you just got when you got saved? Lord, just once more. Just visit us one more time. That's my prayer. Is it yours? Hope you enjoy this song as we try to sing it for you.
Amen. God was standing there before an awful crowd. They laughed at him, they mocked him so, he heard them all around. But Samson said, "Just leave me there between those columns high." With blinded eyes he looked above, and he began to cry. "Just one more time, Lord, hear my feeble call. One more time, Lord, help me not to fall. For I'm just a man, a mortal man, and my strength, it depends on Thee. So one more time, please help me find my faith still holds in Thee."
Amen.
A sinner now, just saved by grace, I stand in need of prayer. I know that now the end of time could come at any hour. My faith is great, but greater still the Word that dwells within. It's placed in me that perfect seed that calls to God again. Just one more time, Lord, hear my feeble call. One more time, Lord, help me not to fall. For I'm just a man, a mortal man, and my strength, it depends on Thee. So one more time, please help me find my faith still holds in Thee. So one more time, please help me find my faith still holds in
Thee. Amen. Just because they're getting old don't mean they can't sing. They can still sing. I promise you, and we're going to be hearing more of them, I do believe. Now, Brother Dwayne, God bless your heart. I want you to come and sing just before Brother David Gadman comes to bring us the word of the Lord. And whatever you've got chosen, I know it's going to be good. Give our brother a nice hand as he sings for you today.
God bless you. Brother Louis will get you to sing if you can't. Amen. This is a little song that I only sung it Wednesday night. I had never sung it before. I really love it. First time I saw my wife, Brother Bo Speeden was playing this. He's beating that piano and he's singing this little song. It's just always been special to me. I seen her 2 years later and we began to date and been married 22 years now. And I thank God for her. Thank God. I think it's the next best thing to salvation. Center of my joy. Jesus, you just said it. It goes like this. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. For you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and lights when the nights are long and cold. You know in sadness, you're the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. And Jesus, sing it with me. You're the center of my joy. Hallelujah! And all that's good and perfect comes from you. For you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of my children, my family, and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dream. And Jesus, you're the center. Is that the center of your joy this morning? Of your joy. You ain't satisfied if it's not. And all that's good and perfect comes from you. For you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. God bless you.
Stand this morning as Brother David Gadman comes to bring us the word of the Lord. We're going to pray for our brother. The Lord just anoint him and anoint our hearts to hear the word of the Lord. Actually, we've done filed adoption papers on Brother David. Just got to get them notarized and we'll have him lock, stock, and barrel. And
We're on the verge of getting the adoption papers on you, brother. You just don't know it yet, so we just get ready. We'll get you covered here in a day or two. But it's so good to love God's people, isn't it? Aren't you glad you love God's people? How do you worship God? How do you love God? You love His people. God don't need no shoes. He don't need a jacket. He don't need a dinner today, but He's got people that could use all those things. Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Give Him one more hand clap of praise. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. Well, I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Yes, now I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness.
So glad crossed over the line. I'm so glad crossed over the line. Amen. Are you glad you crossed over? Amen. You know, they say, you know, especially maybe when you're in an airplane or something, and they cross that line of no return. Amen. I think I've crossed that line of no return. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that if they were mindful of that country from when they were brought out of, they might have had opportunity to return. But they wasn't even mindful of that country. Amen. I don't want to be mindful of that country, that place where God brought me out of. Amen. I want to keep pressing on. Amen. Hallelujah. You got a need this morning. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you see the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised, oh God. So Father, we just asked, oh God, that you just come now, Lord God, and would you touch each and every one, oh God. Every need, Lord, that's in the building, Lord God. Father, I may not know what they have need of, but Father, you do, Lord. And so, Father, I pray that you'd come, Lord. Maybe many sick amongst us, Lord. I pray for my wife, Lord, that you'd just touch her, Lord God, and may your healing power and virtue just flow through her body, Lord. Lord, I pray for Brother Homer, Lord Jesus, that you just touch him, Lord God, and be with him, Lord God, and Lord, I just ain't got out of the house, Lord, in a couple of days, just been in bed, Lord, in his recliner, just been sick, Father, and can't hardly breathe. But Father, I ask, Lord, that you go to where he's at, Lord God, and touch him, Father, and raise him up, Father God, and just touch his body, Father, I pray, Lord. And Lord, others, Lord, we may not know about, Father, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them, Lord, whatever the need would be, financial, Lord, physical, spiritual, Lord, domestic, whatever it may be, Father, I pray, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just be with your bride around the world where they may be gathered at this morning, Lord. Many of them in services around the world, around the country this morning, Father. There's Brother Donnie, though, Brother Jason's, Lord, back home at our church, just different places, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you'd meet with them, Father. Lord, just touch and meet with them, Lord, and bring, Lord, whatever they have need of, just bring your bride closer together in a harmony and unity and love one with another, Father. And Lord, we just ask now, Father, that you just move the vessel aside here this morning, Father. Lord, that you'd come and you do the speaking, Father. Lord, may I be a yielded vessel this morning, Lord God, and just use me, Lord God, and just, Lord, just speak through my lips, Lord, as I yield my members to you, Father. And I can speak, Lord, what you would have laid on my heart this morning, Lord Jesus, that you just come, Lord. And may when we leave this building this morning, we can say like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us along the way, and we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I guess this is on, right? Amen. You appreciate the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Got used to this, know how this is operate up here. Amen. Just appreciate Brother Louie and him. Amen. So just want to just feel led just to get right in the service. You know, usually read something, but just feel led to get right in the, got a, maybe, I don't know, a lot of hay on the fort maybe, but you know, but we just appreciate the Lord. Just you pray for us, amen. And just before we get started, just count it a privilege to be here. Again, count it a privilege that Brother Donnie have enough confidence to let us stand in this place while he's gone. Amen. So we appreciate that. Amen. And so we just appreciate each and every one of you. So if you have your Bibles this morning, turn with us to the book of Amos, the 4th chapter. And you know, Brother Louie mentioned something. You know, and just got a lot, you know, several people texted me during the course of the last night and just a couple this morning said they had archived the services and or listened to it and said they really enjoyed it. Somebody told me, preacher friend of mine, he had told me, you know, what he was going to speak on tonight at his church. And I kind of told him a little bit about what I'd be preaching on. I said, I need your prayers. He said, well, you know, preach like, you know, and you always want to, Brother Terry, you know, you always want to know, you know, in that back room and you studied, you prayed, you think, you got everything together, you think, and just want to get that, you know, have that little nudge that you know that, you know, and Brother Louie gets up here and he said, you know what, this could be our last time in church. I've heard it all my life, you know, if you've heard it, we'll never meet again like this here. Amen? We'll never meet again like this here. So this morning, the Lord laid something on my heart. I preached on it before, but I never went this way with it. So you just pray for us. And I know the prophet of God, he said, "Where you have a gathering, there's always three kinds of believers. There's a make believer, there's an unbeliever, there's a make believer, and there's a real true believer." So this morning, I want to maybe so much, and I hope that we're all here. I hope that we're all saved. But I want to speak maybe this morning to the maybe to that group, those that are believers. But also I want to speak to maybe those that are backslidden maybe this morning. Now this is what the Lord laid on my heart, okay? And maybe to those that are unconverted this morning. Amen? Because this could be our last time. Amen. This could be our last time. You say, well, Trump's president, he's been saying everything the prophet's done said. 1956, she said, America will either accept God or reject God. Came back, said she's rejected God. She's going down. I don't care, Trump, whoever. Amen. She's going down. Amen. Oh, he may make it a little better for a little while. Amen. But it's been prophesied and she's going down. Amen. I want to be found in Christ this morning. Amen. Amos, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. Said, I have smitten you with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilent. After the manner of Egypt, your young men have I slain with a sword and have taken away your horses. And I've made the stink of your camps to come up into your nostrils. Yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated this morning. Amen. So I was thinking about this on preparing to meet God. And so, we prepare for a lot of things. Amen. Amen. We prepare, like me and Brother Mike had to prepare this morning to get ready to come to the house of God. You had to prepare. Amen. You wouldn't want to, you know, come in here and just, you know, maybe just half dressed and all that, but you got prepared. You got up, maybe ate something, brushed your teeth, combed your hair, took a shower, whatever it was, and everything. Get ready to come to the house of God. Amen. Me and Brother Mike, we took shower, brushed our teeth, everything, and, you know, got ready to come to the house of God, prepared to come. Amen. And in a month or so, we got a young man at our church, young ladies that's going to get married, and they're starting to prepare, Brother Jim. Amen. To for that special day of theirs. Amen. They're starting to prepare to get ready for when she marches down the aisle. Amen. And him to take their vows before a group of people and to commit themselves to one another for life. Amen. And they're preparing for that. And I'd hope they would prepare, because you wouldn't want them to come and not be prepared and all that, but they're preparing for that day. And I wonder this morning if me and you this morning have prepared. You know, like I think Brother Branham made a statement like this. He said, now, if President Johnson was to visit your city, and he would, to Brother Jim, he would want to come to your house, that would be an honor for him to come to your house. Even though you might disagree with maybe his policies, his politics and stuff like that, you may disagree with him, but it still would be an honor for him to come to your house. You would prepare for him to come to your house. You would maybe hire somebody to clean it up real good and all that, because, hey, the president is coming to your house. Amen. And so today, if it would be that President Trump, would come to our house, to my house or to your house, it would, though you might disagree with him and all that, but it would be great. It would be an honor for him to come. Amen. But you know what? Today, I didn't come to President Trump's house. I didn't come to the White House. I didn't come to that. But I come to the house of the Lord. Amen. And I had to prepare myself to go to meet God. Amen. Because I want my heart right. I want my attitude right. Because I'm coming to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And I hope that you come prepared this morning. Amen. To meet Christ this morning. Amen. We have gathered together this morning, but for what purpose have we come this morning? Maybe some come, so maybe you say, well, I've done my duty. Sunday morning, I come to the house of God. Some of us has come that way. Amen. Some of us has come that way. But what purpose have you come for this morning? You know what I come for? The prophet of God said, you get what you expect. Amen. I come expecting to see God this morning. I come expecting to see somebody that's not saved, Brother West, to get saved. I come expecting to see somebody that ain't got the Holy Ghost to get the Holy Ghost. That's what I come expecting Christ to do. How about you this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. I've come, amen, expecting to see the sick get well. Amen. Brother Homer preached the message just here, I think last Sunday or Wednesday night maybe, about what kind of fruit is your life producing. Amen. What kind of fruit? And Brother Branham, I don't know, Mike, you've been listening to that tape of Paul, a prisoner of Christ. And I think Brother Branham mentions it. He said if a person would come up here, Brother West, and would get prayed for, and I would lay their hands on them, or you would lay their hands on, or Brother Terry, and they would something, and you would lay their hands on, and immediately they would receive their healing. You'd say, oh my, look at Brother David, look at Brother Terry, look at them. But Brother Branham said, you don't judge it that way. You look and see what kind of fruit their life is presently bearing. Oh God, I pray this morning that my life can bear the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what purpose did you come for this morning? Did you come to see me? Then you're going to be disappointed. Amen. Because I know I'm nothing. Amen. But He's everything. Oh, if I can keep that in my mind. Amen. I'm nothing without Him. I'm lost without Him. I'm helpless without Him this morning. Amen. But with Him, I can do all things. Hallelujah. And I want to keep that before me. Amen. Oh my. So what purpose? Amen. If you've come rightly, you've come to meet God. If you come rightly, Brother Jim, you've come to meet God. I hope this morning that me and you have come rightly, that we prepared ourselves to come to the house of God to meet with Him. If not, then this is just, like I said last night, just another gathering. Amen. We can go down to the restaurant and gather there. Amen. But I want Him to come. I want Him to be here. Amen. Some people say, well, you know, the Pentecost, what they used to be, if you didn't shout and dance and speak in tongues, you didn't have no service. God wasn't there. But we found out different in this hour that we're living in. Amen. That God said, you know, still waters, they tell me, runs deep. Sometimes it's to get in His presence, Brother Terry, and just begin to lift your hands and make love to Him and let Him make love back to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I hope I can do that today, just to lift my hands and make love to Him and let Him make love back to me. Amen. Whew. Amen. You know, the Israelites, they often come together to bow down before their graven images. Amen. That's what the scripture tells us. And they were professing to worship God. They bowed down before their graven images, professed to worship God. Amen. But you know what? They knew about true worship. They knew what it took. They knew how to approach God. Amen. God had instructed them through the prophet Moses how to come in, how to go out, and how to do that. Just like me and you today. We know church protocol. We know how to come in. We know how to go out. The prophet of God said we ought to come to church 30 minutes early, sit there in the quietness. Amen. Read our Bible and pray. To create that atmosphere. And they knew how to come. They knew how to create that atmosphere. But many times, it became a ritual to them. Amen. And they just came any old way. Amen. You remember what the prophet of God said, Cain? Amen. When God said, hey, if you do as your brother, you do well. And Cain said, here it is, Lord. You just take it or leave it. And he left it. I wonder what purpose we came for. Here's my worship, Lord. Just take it or leave it. He'll leave it and leave you without Him. God help us this morning. We got to prepare. Amen. Amen. So they came, and like I said, they knew about true worship and how they should come. Amen. But they could not do it that way. What about me and you this morning? We know about, like I said, church protocol. We know about true worship. We know that the scripture says that the Father seeketh such that worship Him in what? In spirit and in truth. Amen. We know about that. But sometimes I wonder, amen, if we cannot do it that way. Amen. See, they could not do it that way, but they still went back home satisfied. What about me and you? We come here on Sunday morning. We gather at our church on Sunday morning. Me and Brother Mike, our families. I wonder what kind of attitude we come in. Then we come in and say, Lord, just take it or leave it. Amen. We know about true worship. The prophet of God taught us about true worship. We don't have to wait for the music to get pumped up. Harry on the organ or Brother Harry on the organ or whoever. We ought to come in here, amen, with our hands lifted up saying, amen, speak to me, Lord. Speak to the depths of my soul, Lord. Amen. And we come in and we do it that way and we leave satisfied. Because we think but what we did, it just went through the motions. Amen. Oh my. They had gone through all the rituals correctly. They've done everything, amen, to the letter, like me and you do sometimes. You know, even, you know, and I don't know about y'all. I know we don't. Sometimes we do, but usually, and most churches, and whatever, it don't matter. However, every church is sovereign within itself. Amen. There ain't no dictatorship or lordship or no bishop. Amen. Don't tell you how to, you should take communion. All I know is the Bible said, Jesus, Paul said when he wrote it, how, as often as you take this, you do it unto me. Did you know what? That can become a ritual. Amen. We said, well, it's going to be communion. We ought to make sure we love everybody. If we made any mistakes, you know what? There's healing in communion. I know people that's received their healing during partaking of the Lord's Supper. Amen. If we come right, if we come prepared, God will give us what we have need of. Amen. But it's left up to me and you. We got to prepare. Amen. We got to prepare. All they went through, and we go through all that stuff correctly, like they did, and they were content. What about me and you? I wonder if we get content. Amen. And just coming and going through the motions, doing everything and thinking everything's all right. Amen. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. Now God calls them to meet. Now God calls them to meet them. No longer to be satisfied with the visible and the external, but get to the invisible and the eternal. Amen. That's what I want to get. Not the what we can see on the outside, not the external, but I want, what about my soul? Amen. Down on the inside of the inside. I don't just want it on my flesh. Because we can go to a ball game and get happy in the flesh. Amen. Not just on my spirit. Amen. Because we can talk about your grandma dying or your mama dying or whatever. Or this or that reasoning and all that, and you'll come to the altar. But I want it down on the inside of the inside, that soul. Amen. To where it'll make me live right. It'll make me talk right. It'll make me walk right. It'll make me love one another. It'll make me want to come to the house of God. It'll make me want to raise my hands and give God glory. Whew. Amen. Amen. Oh, that is the call of God to everyone here this morning. Amen. Like Brother Louie, can I preach it this morning? Amen. Like this could be our last service. What would you do if you knew this was your last service? Amen. Would you make sure that you loved everybody? Would you make sure you didn't have nothing, amen, in your heart against no one? Would you make sure that you, that word was the priority thing in your life? Amen. Is that what you would do if this was your last service? What would you do? What would I do? If I knew this would be my last service, what would you do? Amen. What would I do? I think I'd come in here and I wouldn't care who was preaching. As long as they was preaching the pure, unadulterated word, I wouldn't worry about who's leading songs, who's singing a special. But I come for one purpose, and that's say, God, I need you this morning. I ain't worried about this. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried what they say about Trump, what they say about Hillary. I want you, Lord. I ain't worried whether they say you're coming back on a white horse or a white cloud. Lord, just so come quickly, Lord. Even so come, Lord. Whew. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Homer preached last Sunday morning. I thought it was very timely on the bride. Revelations 19:7 says the bride has made herself ready. In other words, me and you have got something to do. Amen. And that's what? That's to prepare. That's to make ready. You remember the prophet talked about that little woman. Amen. She was a cousin to the rest of the all the sisters around there. And the young man from the meat packing company from Chicago, the owner's son, come down looking for a wife. Amen. And so he looked and he could never find one among them. I mean, them sisters. Amen. But what he was looking for, he was looking for character. Amen. And you remember how he seen that cousin throw the wash water out the back door. She was washing dishes, barefooted. And he went up to her and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, you know who I am?" "Yeah." And kind of hung her head. Said, "Yeah, you're the boss's son." He goes, "Yes, ma'am, that's who I am." She said, "You know why I'm here?" She said, "Yeah, you're looking for a wife." Said, "I'll tell you what." Said, "I ain't found none among them." Amen. "But I found character in you. And I want to tell you something. If you'll be my wife, amen, 1 year from now, I'll be coming back for you." Amen. And she had a promise. And you know what she did? She began to make ready. She began to prepare. I think Brother Brown said she was making about 75 cents a day or whatever it was, or a week or whatever. But with that money, she began to put back and prepare. Why? Because she had a promise. "I got a promise this morning, amen, that he said he would be here. I'm looking for him. That's why I got to prepare. That's why I got to make myself ready." You got to make, I can't get you ready. You can't get me ready. But you can get yourself ready. That's what you got to do. Whew. Brother Brown said it like this. Yeah, he just don't push you in a pot, pull you through on the other side, and say, "Blessed is he that overcomes." He said, "There's something you got to do." The Bible says we got to lay aside every weight that so does easily beset us. Excuse me. What's that beset mean? It's always there, pounding us. We got to lay that aside and run that race that is set before us with patience. So me and you have got something to do. Amen. Hallelujah. What'd you come out to see today? That's what Jesus told them when they had heard John the Baptist. He said, "What'd y'all come out to see? Did y'all come to see a reed shaken by the wind?" Not John. "Did you come to see somebody that is dressed in priestly garments?" Not John. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But what did you come out to see? I wonder this morning, what did you come out to see? Oh, we come to see some Alabamian boy preaching and all things he can preach. Or did you come to see God this morning? Amen. Did you come to hear from God this morning? Did you come prepared to meet God this morning? What did you come for? Amen. Too many of us attend the house of God. To do what? To hear good music? There ain't nothing wrong with that. To hear a good speaker? There ain't nothing wrong with that. Maybe to hear a good orator? Maybe there ain't nothing wrong with that. But I come for more than that. Amen. The prophet of God said on his second coming of Christ, he said, "We didn't come to hear good music. We didn't here to come hear good preaching, but we come to check up on our soul salvation." I wonder how many of us has come this morning to check up on your soul salvation. Every time I meet, I want to check up because we don't know when it could be the last time. And I just don't want to do it here, but I want to do it every moment of the day. Paul said, "I didn't come to you with excellent words of men's wisdom." Because he knew what they would say. Say, hey, they would get a stuffed shirt about them. And they would say, "Look at us. We go to the Apostle Paul's church." Amen. We go to the. But he said, "I came to you. I didn't come to you with them great words of men's wisdom. But I came to you." What? In the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's still that same God this morning. Amen. And I hope this morning that God will come and demonstrate itself amongst us. If you need him this morning, I need him. I need a healing touch. I need a closer walk with God. Amen. Oh, maybe I need some answers. Maybe you need some answers. Maybe you need a healing touch in your body. Maybe you and your wife going through some kind of domestic trouble. Maybe you need God to mend your household. I believe he's here to do it this morning. If you'll just surrender your heart, surrender your life and say, "Here I am, Lord. I've come prepared this morning to meet you." Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that kind of worship God hates, for us to come just to listen to good music. Just maybe to hear. Brother Branham said, I travel around the world constantly. And I go back to the same places and they get worse and worse all the time. You know, I'm talking to Brother Homer. You know, I've never got a chance maybe to sit down and talk to Brother Donnie or maybe or some others. But you know what? You know, like I said, Brother Branham said, you get what you expect and many times. Amen. And I tell it many times, maybe at back home, Brother Homer gets up or whoever it may be, and they preach. Amen. And they preach, the old expression, they preach the house down. Amen. But you know what? What they'd preach on, it'd be just gripping our souls. Amen. Amen. And you'd say to yourself, why don't people make a move? Amen. Is there some people that are their souls in prison? Amen. Oh God, help us this morning. Amen. I come to meet God this morning. And some or you preach sometimes and you feel like that people would get under conviction, but people don't make a move. Amen. They still get worse and worse. Amen. Used to be, we go across country, Brother Terry. Amen. And we find them before you could even get through with your sermon. They'd be gathered around the altar, weeping and crying out to God. Amen. When's the last time you fell on your face and began to cry out to God? And say, God, I need you. God, I need more than just coming to the house of God and hearing a song, hearing a special, hearing Brother Donnie or Brother Hall. I need more than that, Lord. I need something that'll keep me during the course of the week. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. And so God, He hates that kind of worship. For us to come just listen to a good speaker. But He wants us to come, like I said, with a true worship. Amen. Be prepared to meet Him. Amen. You remember, I think her name, if I call it right, Michal, David's wife. What did she go out to meet? Just to scoff. Amen. Oh, that's what a lot of people come to the house of God for. Just to scoff. Well, I'll wait till Brother Donnie and Brother Homer gets through preaching. And I'll gather me up some quotes and I can show them. I'll meet them after church and I'll show them where they were wrong at. Is that what you come to do this morning? Amen. Did you come to scoff? That's what David's wife. And you know what happened to her? Because she made fun of David and did what she did, she was stricken barren. Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. I don't want to be stricken barren where I can't produce fruit in my life. Amen. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. God, amen. Goliath, what did he come out to do? He come out to defy the armies of the living God. I wonder if there's any Goliaths in here this morning that wants to come out to defy the armies of the living God. I want to tell you something this morning. You can't stop the army of the living God. The Bible says the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of the living God. Oh, you may silence a man. You may silence a speaker or whatever, but you can't silence God. Whew. Amen. Amen. Oh, God speaks to us all, don't He? Amen. Oh, my. 1 Samuel 7:3 says it like this. Put away the strange gods from you and prepare your hearts unto the Lord. I want to prepare my hearts to the Lord this morning. Amen. If God's people come to church, if we as God's people would come to church with prepared hearts, amen, ready to meet God, we won't leave in vain, but we'll go out rejoicing and say, God met my need. Amen. Oh, I didn't shout. I didn't speak in tongues. I didn't run the aisles, but God met my need. Hallelujah. He met my need. I know. I was there when it happened. So I don't know. He met my need. He healed me. He touched me. He saved my soul. Amen. That's what He did. Hallelujah. We won't leave in vain. Amen. Oh, I wonder if we prepared to come down here this morning. The priest. Back in the Old Testament, they had to get dressed right. They had to get prepared to go behind the Holy of Holies. They had to be dressed right, had that mitre and all them things on, that priestly garment on. They had to be, they had, their attitude had to be right. Amen. It wasn't no joking situation. Amen. They was going there, amen, to meet God. I wonder about it this morning if we're dressed right this morning. Amen. If our attitude's right. Amen. Because I come to meet God and I want everything to be right. I want my attitude right. I want my thinking right. I want my praise right. I want my worship right. I want to lift my hands right. I want to talk to Him right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get out of fellowship and communion with Him. I know I do. I don't talk to Him like I should. I don't listen like I should. Amen. You remember, I remember when my daddy and mama used to get on to me. Amen. Oh, Brother Tim, they used to get on to me. And I said, well, so-and-so down the street. They said, David, we ain't talking about so-and-so down the street. It's me and you, David. Amen. That's who I'm talking about. Amen. Today you want to come to the house of God. And say, well, what about that church down the road? What about, we ain't talking about that church down the road. I'm talking to you this morning. You need to get right. You need to get right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the days of Amos, we read there, it was so with Israel. Amen. Look at it. It was so with Israel. We read there what He did to them. And you know what? As much as He did to them, they still would not return back unto Him. Can you think about that, friends? How long is it going to take? Amen. What did Joshua say when they crossed the river that day? How long do you halt between two opinions? You should have had your land and your claim already possessed. What's wrong? Amen. Oh God. You know what was wrong with them? They were torn between two lovers. I had a man tell me one day on the job. He said, you know what? He said, I want to marry this woman because I love her, but I'm committed to this woman. Now, see, he wasn't married, I don't think, the way he was telling me. Now, he wasn't a brother now, but he just, he said, I love her and I want to marry to her, but I'm committed. You know what was wrong with him? He was torn between two lovers. Amen. And he didn't know which way to go. I said, I'll be praying for you. Amen. And sometimes that's how we get. Amen. We want the world and we want God. Well, I'll go with God if it's all convenient, if everything, and all right, or we'll go with the world as long as I'm doing this and everybody's patting me on the back. Well, when trouble comes, we want to go to God. What's wrong? We're torn between two lovers. Amen. We're torn between two lovers. I don't want to be torn between two lovers. I want my love to be to God. You know what he said? As much as he told them and told them, but yet God still said he was their God and wanted them to come back into fellowship with him. Oh, ain't that like my God? Oh, he still wants your fellowship this morning. He still wants your love. He still wants your, he still wants to be number one in your life. He still wants you, for him to be the number one priority in your life. Oh God, I thank you for that, Lord. It said that we were some, like some that were picked out of the firebrand. Amen. Oh, talk about grace. Amen. We was on our way to a grave in the devil's hell. Amen. But God turned us around, Brother Mike. Amen. Why don't we love Him like we should? Why don't we talk to Him like we should? Why don't we fellowship with Him like we should? Brother Branham said, amen, on knoweth it not. He said, the only thing I can see left is the readiness of the church. Whew. God, help me to be prepared. Help me to be prepared. Amen. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. What about us? I believe He still loves us. He wants to be our father. He wants to be our mother. He wants to be our brother. He wants to come back and he'll send the things and get us turned around, and we still won't cry out to him. We got coldness in our heart. Oh, let us not forget the time, amen, that he saved us, the pit from which we was dug out. I don't want to talk about it, but I thank God that he didn't leave me in that pit, that with his outstretched hands he lifted my feet and put my feet on a solid rock to stay. Whew. He said, then what do I need to do, Brother David? Cast down our idols. Amen. I want to read something. I didn't print it out, but I want to read you something out of Psalms 51 real quick. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Listen, Psalms 51. You remember this David and Bathsheba when he done that? You remember Nathan came to him. Remember told him that little parable. And David even pronounced his own death sentence. Amen. He said, that man ought to be killed. And Nathan said, David, thou art the man. Thou art the man, David. But you know what? David didn't get mad. David said, I did this and I did that for God. No, God knew all about that. But listen to David, what he said. Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Oh, I want that to be my prayer. We got any Davids in here in the building this morning? I want that to be my prayer. Amen. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Do that, Lord, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression. David acknowledged, Brother Jim, what he had done. He said, I acknowledge my transgression. Amen. I acknowledge my transgression. And my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest. David knew that when the Lord speak, he said, Lord, hey, I've done this to thee and only thee. And when you speak and judge me, you're right in doing it. You're justified in what your punishment should be. Amen. A lot of us don't think, well, God, you know, no, he's justified. Whatever he does unto us, he's justified in doing it. Because we don't deserve nothing. Amen. But we deserve hell. Amen. We deserve the grave. But God in his infinite mercy, God in his election, called me and you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. He don't owe me nothing, but I owe him my everything. Hallelujah. I owe him my all. Hallelujah. He said, when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to know, hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Listen to what he said. Create in me a clean heart, O God. That's what I want him to do this morning. And renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Give me a right. I come prepared, Lord, for you to create a new heart. Amen. Renew a right spirit within me. Amen. He said, and renew a right, and cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. That's what I want him to do this morning. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then he went on to say, then will I be able to teach transgressors thy ways. Amen. Then will I be able to do that. Amen. I believe he's standing at the door, Christ, and knocking. Amen. And this lady will see an age where the spirit was lukewarmness. Amen. He's got more respect for a cold person than a lukewarm person. He'd rather you be hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, and the Bible even says that they put Christ on the outside of the church, the only age that put him on the outside of the church, and he was knocking, trying to get back in. but he's knocking at individuals' doors this morning, knocking. Amen. If we'll just open up the door, he'll come in and sup with us, and we can sup with him. Whew. Amen. What about backsliders here this morning? Would there be any here? You know, the Bible says he's married to the backslider. Amen. You had to have something in order to backslide. Amen. Oh my. If you are here this morning, maybe you're going cold on God. Maybe you're unconverted this morning. But by you being here this morning shows me or tells me there may be a little something that God is working on. You may be a backslider this morning, but by being here in the presence of Almighty God this morning, lets me to know there may still be a little something tugging in your heart to get right with God. Bring me back to where I used to be, Lord. Bring me back to my first love. Bring me back to where I used to be, Lord. Where you are number one, Lord. Amen. Oh, if you are, and you have that, there must be something in your heart prepared to come back into his loving arms and be reconciled to him. Amen. Let me look at three points. I'll try to hurry. Amen. Number one, I want to look at a challenge. Number two, an invitation. And number three, a summons. And I'll do it quickly. Amen. Number one, challenge. He was punishing. He punished the Israelites time and time again for their worship, for their idols, trying to bring them back to repentance. But none of that had moved them. Amen, none of that. What about me and you? The more God smote them, the harder they come. Like I said, you know, Brother Bram said, I go across the country and preach it, come back and they're worse than what they do. I think about my pastor. I think about Brother Donnie and all that. Amen, the harder they preach, it seems like the harder the people become. Amen, they don't want to be moved. They don't want to be touched. Amen, nothing you see. Amen, oh God. Amen, so since you won't submit to him, then he said, I'll send my wrath upon you. Amen. Yeah, I believe he's putting out a challenge this morning. Prepare to meet me. Amen. Amen. Oh, have you heard it for a long time? You've heard the gospel for a long time and you still reject it. Come on. But I challenge you to meet me. Be prepared to meet me this morning. Amen. Amen. And do you hope, if you're here this morning and I put out this challenge to you, do you hope to meet God? Do you hope to stand or withstand God? Number one, under this heading, the challenge. Number one, why do we justify ourselves to remain his enemy? Well, that's just my nature. Us Gadmans, we got that kind. Amen. If God saved you, amen, you'll bring that nature, and the Holy Spirit will bring that nature under control. Now, I ain't going to say that old man won't try to raise up and now and then, but if we got the Holy Spirit, amen, and we're prepared to meet him, it'll bring it back under subjection. Amen. Oh, but you justify yourself. Oh, I would call so-and-so. They didn't smile at me. Amen. So I ain't going to come back to church no more. The pastor didn't shake my hand. They didn't sing my favorite song. So you're justified in remaining God's enemy then. Amen. You're justifying yourself. Amen. Or you find your little quote. Amen. That the prophet said. You know one place. And somebody told me this one time. Said the angel of the Lord told the prophet not to have a television. So I say, you're justifying yourself. So I'm saying you're more spiritual than the prophet. That means you can sit there and watch it and then come to church on Sunday morning and expect God to move. But you justify yourself because you said the angel of the Lord told the prophet, and he didn't tell us, but that prophet was an angel to this church age, amen? And he said to apply the token, kick the television out, kick the short skirts out, kick the dirty magazines out. Amen. But we justify. We get a quote and justify ourselves. Amen. Oh, but I want to ask you a question. How much has he done for you? How many of you just snatched out of as a firebrand? Amen. How many of you, amen, how many of you is he healed? Amen. How many of you is he saved? How many of you filled you with the Holy Ghost? Oh God, that we owe our life to him. Number two, under this heading of challenge, how long are you going to resist him? Can you stand up against him when he comes at you and he says, prepare to meet me, and he comes at you with his sword drawn, and that sword is none other than the Word of God? Not only the written Word, but the Word for our hour. Are you going to resist him? Are we going to be like David said in the Psalms? We're like the shaft that the wind blows away. We want to resist him. Amen. You know the prophet of God, you know when he was praying for somebody, many times he said that demon, cancer, is calling out for help with that other person that's got it. What about somebody that's resisting the Word of God? Then another spirit over here that's resisting the Word of God, I call out for help from that other spirit that's resisting the Word of God. Amen, but I'm going to preach. Amen. And I hope Brother Donnie and Brother Homer and Brother Biscoe and Brother Terry, all them preach. Amen. Amen. Because we're going to tear the kingdom of Satan down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes, Brother Terry, you can feel them spirits where you know, and although they're calling out for help. Hey, I'm going to resist what he's saying. I'm going to resist what I'm going to resist what the evangelist's saying. Though I know it's the Word of God. Whew. Amen. Whew. Amen. You know, Pharaoh couldn't stand up against him at the Red Sea. He tried to resist him. There was many people in the Bible that tried to stand up against God. Even Pilate said, you know, I have power to release you. He said, you ain't got no power at all unless you're given to it by my Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Don't you know I could call 10,000 angels and they come right now? But he died for me and for you. Amen. Oh, we got to count the cost and find out if we are prepared to resist him. Amen. We better count the cost. Number three, under the heading, what about, are you able to endure what he may lay upon you? Amen. There's no telling. You know, sometimes Brother Bram said we may have to get knocked down on our bed in order to look up. Amen. Oh, I wonder. Hey man, there's no hell, you say. Psalms 14:1 says the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Yeah. Right. Amen. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Oh, are we prepared to go out and fight it out? But if neither of these you can do, you can't justify yourself. You can't resist him. You're not able to endure. Then I'll tell you what to do. Amen. Let the challenge bring you to your knees so you can seek his grace. Amen. If you can't resist him, if you can't justify yourself, if you're not able to endure what he puts upon you, then let that challenge this morning, sinner, backslider, unconverted, amen, bring you to your knees and say, God, I'm seeking your mercy. I'm seeking your grace. Whew. Amen. Oh my. Number two, what about an invitation? I believe he sent out an invitation. And when God comes out to meet us, we want to run and hide. But he's invited and said, I'm going to come out to meet you. What did Adam do? When God was looking for him, you know what Brother Branham said? That it should have been Adam running through the garden and saying, God, where are you, God? God, I've done this wrong. But what did the Bible say? He hid himself. Amen. Psalms 139:8 says it like this. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Wherever we go, he's there. We can't run too far from him. We can't hide from him. And he's given us an invitation. And he says, I'm going to come out to meet you. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. He gave an invitation. When every one of them walked away from him, then in the course of his ministry, see, he had three pools in his ministry. And then when he began to preach the word, they walked off and left him. And he turned to the 12 that were left and said, "Will you go also?" And Peter spoke them words, "To whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life." Where are we going to go, Lord? Amen. We can't run from you. We can't hide from you. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I ascend up into heaven, you're there. You've invited. You said to come out and meet you. Be prepared. So God, I want to meet you on the grounds of your mercy and your grace. Amen. What did that captain, Alfara, say to him? Captain of the police. He said, "Listen, Brother Branham, you think God will give me the Holy Ghost?" Brother Branham said, "It's to the Baptist just as anybody else, whosoever will." He said, "You think he will?" I said, "Yes, he will." He said, "Brother Branham, yes, you will, Captain." He said, "Well, let me," he said, "you think, can I go get a nice suite of rooms, you know, right there in Tacoma, Washington? Can I go get a hotel, get the best room in the hotel and all that?" And he said, "No, you don't have to do that." He said, "Well, where will you meet me?" "Right here. Right here." He said, "Brother Branham, you mean right here in this shooting gallery?" "Right here in this shooting gallery." And down on their knees they went. Amen. And God met them right there. Amen. He told them God went in the belly of a whale for one time. Amen. He went in the fiery furnace for sometime. He crossed the Red Sea. He crossed the storming sea of the Galilee for one time. He'll come in here for one of us. If there's just one this morning, if there's just one unconverted person, if there's just one backslider in here this morning, if there's just one somebody that wants a closer walk with God, he'll come right in this church just for one. Amen. He said, "What do I need to do, Brother David?" "Kneel at the cross." Amen. Remember Billy Graham in his invitations. But he ain't got no monopoly on that invitation. Just like the prophet of God said, the Catholics didn't have no monopoly on the cross. What did he use? "Just as I am, without one plea." Amen. "Just as I am, Lord. That's all I'm bringing to you, Lord. I just, here I am, Lord. I know I'm nothing. I know I was born in sin, like David said, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies." Probably the first lie we told was to get out of a whipping. Amen. But we're here. Amen. Kneel at the cross and say, "God, give me repentance. God, give me faith. Give me hatred for sin. Give me a yielding spirit. Give me a heart of flesh. Take the heart of stone out. And give me a heart of flesh that can be touched." Then we'll be prepared to meet God. You remember the great evangelist? Brother Bram talked about him when he said, "We can't find no record." He said, "Oh, I'm the great evangelist." Amen. He said, "Well, there's one thing you can do. You can appeal your case at the right throne." He said, "I guess that's all I have to do." He said, "It got darker and darker and darker than that great light." And I don't think Brother Branham just told these stories just to feel well. I got 20 minutes on the tape. I might as well fill it up with it. No, I believe he told it for a purpose. And there he was. That great evangelist stood before the God, the white throne. He said, "Hey, evangelist so-and-so, have you ever lied?" He said, "In that presence, you better tell the truth." He said, I thought about it. He said, "Yeah, I lied." Have you been good? "Have you always been good?" Said, "No, I haven't. I haven't been good." "Have you always wanted to go?" And there are many questions. He said, "He's about ready to hear. Condemned. Depart from me." But behind him, he heard a voice sweeter than any mother's voice. He said, "Father, evangelist, he stood for me here on earth." He said, "I'm going to stand for him here. Oh, God, help me to stand for you, Lord. Help me, Lord." One more real quick. A summons. You know, you never know when that time comes. There was many that left us last year. Some we didn't have no idea. Us as ministers, Brother Terry, ain't got that authority to tell people. Sometimes. But the one that has that authority, when he comes and said it's time, and he takes your card off the rack. You remember the prophet of God? He got real upset, kind of got mad at God. about that woman that she, you know, prayed for. She got worse than she died. And Brother Branham said, God, you owe me an explanation. And then I think he had a dream or a vision, and God showed him where she had nearly drowned a year ago. And said that was her time then, but she wasn't right. Went to her mother and told, said, yes, I'll be you about a year ago. Right? This, he said, she nearly drowned. Said, God, forgive me, your humbles, forgive your stupid servant. That's what he says. Amen. Said, God, you don't owe me nothing. Amen. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Help me to be prepared, Lord. We don't know, like I said, Brother Louis said, this could be our last service. Me and Brother Mike don't know if we'll get back to Alabama safe or not. But one thing I do know, I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. Jeremiah said it like this, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're still not saved. Brother Brown preached the message out of that. Why? Why? You got the antidote. You got the inoculation. You got the remedy. Why? Why? If we all here die and go to hell, every one of us in this building, it won't be Brother Donnie's fault. It won't be God's fault. It won't be Brother Homer's fault, but it'd be your fault. Your fault. My fault. Why? Because we didn't take the prescription that God wanted us. I don't want to rely on nothing. I don't want to rely on my mama's experience. I don't really want to rely on my pastor's experience. I don't really rely on Brother Branham's experience, but I want an experience from God for myself. I want to look to Jesus. The Bible says there were five wise and five foolish. Amen. And what did they do? The cry went out, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And they all rose up, the five wise and the five foolish, and both of them trimmed their lamps. But the five foolish, their lamps went out. And they went to the wise and said, hey, give us of your oil because our lamps have went out. And you know what them wise says? Said, listen, we got barely enough for ourselves. So what you need to go and get from them and buy from them that sells. Amen. And where they went, the Bible says the bridegroom come and took the five wise in and shut the door. Oh God, where are we living at, church? Where are we living at? Where are we living at? Prepare to meet God. Amen. Oh, you know what? Used to be one time a song. You finally took the time to pray. You finally took the time to come to the house of God. But you was too late. Because God came the day before. And you was one day too late. Whew. Can I read you just a few quotes and we're going to close? Can I just give me 5 more minutes? Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, and now, mother, you're here in the stretcher and the dear loving person, mother here and here all around over the building now. I want to do tonight, by God's help, if you will, to speak his word to you that will prepare your heart for the healing service. Now I want you to listen close. Preparation. God, before he does anything, he always prepares for it. How could we? As he spoke in the Bible, before we go over to fight a war, we have to prepare for that war. If you're going to get married, why you prepare for that time and you have preparations. And before you come to church, you make preparations. The ambulance to bring you, or your loved one to bring you, or you had to get a certain amount of money ready before you could come. It's preparation. And God is always prepares the people for the events that's just about to happen. I believe God's getting the church ready, prepared before the great event of his coming. He's going to have a bride ready. Listen, why should I prepare to meet God? Brother, you prepare for a wedding, you prepare for anything else. When you see these things coming, you prepare to meet God. Every time you see a gray hair in your head, that means you better prepare to meet God. Every time you pass an undertaker's establishments, that means you better prepare to get ready to meet God. Every time a baby's born, remember, prepare to meet God. Every time a funeral procession passes, prepare to meet God. Every time you hear the gospel as a warning, prepare to meet God. Amen. Prepare to meet God. Amen. Oh my. Listen, one more. Watchman, what of the night? He said, I'm so glad to be a Christian. I'm so glad that I'm his watchman. One of them that's standing on the wall crying out, prepare to meet God, for the hour of his coming is drawing nigh. I got many more, but we'll just stand. Hallelujah. Stand together. Hallelujah. Prepare to meet God. Amen. With our head bowed and our eyes closed, they come to the music maybe. May they play something softly. Like I said, Brother Louis said, this could be your last time. I don't know who's here this morning. I don't know if there's an unconverted person here this morning. Maybe you've never given God the opportunity. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a backslider. Maybe you're here this morning, you've grown cold on God. Hey man, whatever it is, Lord, God sees you. It's like he told Amos, all he wanted to do was return back unto him, and they wouldn't. And so because of that, he said, prepare to meet God. I wonder this morning, he's giving you an invitation. Our challenge. Are you going to stand and defy God? Amen. Are you going to justify yourself for remaining his enemy? Are you going to always resist him? And are you able to endure what he may lay upon you? What about the invitation he gives? He said, I'm coming out to meet you. Are you ready? Are we ready? And then summons. I don't know. Like I said, many left us this past year. Many we knew about, many we didn't. But I tell you, one of these days, if the Lord don't come, there'll be more that slip away. But I know he's going to have a people ready to take a change of body. I want to be a part of that. If you're here this morning and you're unconverted, and you want to talk it over with the Lord, just where you're standing, you can slip your hand up and say, pray for me, Brother David. I want to talk it over with him. Maybe you want to come down and kneel. I don't know. Maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you've grown cold on God. God knows all about it. He sees every hand. He knows your heart. Oh God, help us this morning. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as I humbly bow my head, Lord. Lord, I believe this is what you laid on my heart, Lord. Oh God, I want to be ready, Lord. You say, well, Brother David, you're a preacher. There's going to be preachers in hell. There's going to be preachers that miss the gate. There's going to be preachers that miss the mark. He said, you grew up in this thing. Judas got so close he kissed the door, but he didn't make it in. Thomas missed one service, and he missed God. Oh God, help us this morning, Lord. Lord, help me. I want to be right with you, Lord. I want my heart right with you. Lord, and every time I come to the house of God, I want to prepare myself, Lord. I want to prepare myself for whatever may be preached behind the pulpit, Lord. I want to prepare myself for what you may say and speak to me, Lord. I want to be ready. When I listen to a tape, Lord, I want to be ready, Lord. Whatever I do, Lord. Lord, if there's a person here within the sound of my voice this morning that's unconverted this morning, Lord, before this service is over, before Brother Louis dismisses and maybe a song or prayer or whatever, Lord, may they give their heart and life to God. Lord, if there's somebody that's backslid that's sitting within the sound of my voice this morning, Lord. Lord, before we say our last amen, may they slip their hands up and say, Lord, I don't want to be in this cold condition no more. I want to be prepared to meet you, Lord. I'm coming home, Lord. Never more to roam, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. Help us this morning, Lord Jesus. Speak to your people, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, grant it, Lord Jesus. Speak to your people this morning, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. What are y'all playing? Let's just sing that. Amen. Am I there? The King could bleed. Hallelujah, Lord. Am I there? Who would pray? need prayer, whatever, we're here. We'll pray with you. Answer I may need to know why He ever loved me so. An old rugged cross He'd go for. Oh, sing it to Him now, church. Amen. Worship Him, Lord. Amen. Am I Lord Jesus. Thank you.
as Brother David continues to pray for these folks at the altar. Why don't we, there's not that many of us here this morning, why don't we all make our way to the altar this morning? Everybody in the building, why don't you just get as close in here as you possibly can? Brother Dwayne, I want you to come back up here this morning if you would, buddy. Let's sing this little chorus again as Brother David prays for these folks. Everybody that can, just move real close. Why don't you take somebody's hand beside of you? Brother to brother, sister to sister, take somebody's hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, who am I that the King would bleed and die for?
I tell you, it's just a precious time, amen. If you're here, you're here for a purpose. And until we find that purpose, there's no reason for being here. And God knows the purpose that was in his mind before the foundation of the world. Just yield yourselves to him. Forget about all everybody else, everything else. And we like to look and see what everybody else think about us. But it don't matter what nobody else think about us this morning. It only matters what the Lord think about us. It don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter what you possess. It don't matter what you're eating or whatever's taking place after service. The only thing that matters is what's happening right now. Just to be prepared for the oncoming storm. As we bow our heads, just let's look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look within yourself. You know where you're at. He asked Adam, "Where art thou, Adam?" But Adam knew where he was at. He was in a fallen state at the moment. But oh, he had that bleeding, bloody lamb, and he clothed him and put that lamb around him as a propitiation for their sins. And we now have the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of God. And I believe if we can take a DNA test this morning, we would come up not 98%, not 99%, but we'll be 100% sure that the same spirit that dwelled in Christ Jesus dwelling us. And it'll quicken your mortal body. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what you've done for us, Lord God. We thank you for every soul that's here this morning, Lord God. Lord, there's many times I turned back and I didn't want to come because of the snowstorm, Lord. And Lord, you seem fit for me to be here anyway, Lord God. And I don't know why, Lord God, you brought me this way, Lord God. But Lord God, there's many times that you say I had to pass this way, Lord. For one soul, I had to pass this way. For David Gatman was here this morning. He had to pass this way. That message had to go forth because he had to come. Lord God, tonight, Lord God, this morning, Lord, we pray that every soul, Lord God, that you sweep them, every little child, Lord God. Father, Lord, even the 12 and 13-year-old, Lord, there's a purpose in their life, Lord. The devil don't wait, Lord God, to attack them, Lord God. And you don't wait to get a hold of them, Lord God. But sometimes it's parent delinquency, Lord God, that we don't, Lord God, see our children the way you see them, Lord. For if there was a seed of God, there was always a seed. Lord God, we just pray to God that you let us be mindful of their needs, Lord God. Let us not be so selfish in our own way, Lord God. Lord, that we let our children slip through our fingers, Lord God. But Lord, let us know, Lord God, the things that they are battling, the things that, Lord God, need to be accomplished in their lives, Lord. We had to have it accomplished in ours, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, this is their message, Lord God. And Lord God, we've overcome, Lord God, many things, Lord. But they got many to overcome, Lord. We just pray that you pour out your spirit upon them, Lord God. Pour the Holy Spirit out upon their souls, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Let them be a young people, Lord God, not like any other children in the whole world, Lord God. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for the families that came down. Thank you for the young men that will one day be husbands, Lord God. Thank you for the young girls that one day will be wives, Lord God. Father, we just pray that you prepare them, Lord God. Father, Lord, that they be the best there he is. For, Lord God, you gave us your best, Lord. Lord, that we could be our best, Lord. Father, we thank you for it this morning. Lord, we truly thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. May we lift our eyes towards heaven, Lord God, from which cometh our help, Lord God. Our help truly come from you, Lord God. And we thank you for these things that you've given us, Lord God. Thank you for the message of the hour, Lord God. Thank you for Brother Donnie, Lord God. All those that are absent, Brother Jason and those, Lord God. They're my brothers, Lord God. Father, we love them, Lord God. We love the Brother Gadman and pray that you remember Brother Homer, Lord God. Such a precious soul, Lord God. Just lost his wife less than a year ago, Lord. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, that he's burdened, Lord God. But Lord God, you say you would lift a heavy burden, Lord. Father, Lord, you bring peace where there was no peace, Lord. We just pray that you be with him. Touch his body, Lord God. All those other requests, Lord. Any healing to be done in you, Lord. Father, Lord, I just feel a spirit of love, Lord. And the prophets say when love is projected, grace takes over, Lord. Father, we just need your grace this morning. Bless us, and we give your name all the praise and glory in Jesus Christ's name. We humbly pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give Amen. The Lord a good hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, right where you're standing, I want you to sing in somebody's ear this morning, "Oh, happy day." Whatever you've asked him for, do you believe you'll get it? You believe he's big enough to give it to you? Somebody say hallelujah. I want you to sing with all your heart. Let's sing it. Oh, happy day. Happy day.
Is away. Oh, happy.
Lord. Have you enjoyed being in church today? Brother David, God bless you, buddy. We enjoyed you. We certainly did. Brother Dwayne, God bless you. So thankful for you and your wife to be in the house of the Lord. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. God bless you. Service Wednesday night. Oh, happy day. Oh, it's a happy day when my Jesus washed. When my Jesus washed. When my Jesus washed. He washed my sins away. Oh, it's a happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, it's a happy day when my Jesus washed. When my Jesus washed. When my Jesus washed. He washed my sins away. Oh, such a happy day. And pray.